Moed Katan, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Aleph assumes, is based on a Takana of Chazal, that one is not allowed to shave on Chol Moed, and the reason for that is that Chazal wanted people to make sure to shave right before Chol Moed, right before Yantif, L'Chavid Yantif, and if one would be permitted to shave on Chol Moed, so they were concerned that they would not L'Chavid Yantif shave. However, the Mishnah Aleph says, Ve'elu Megalchim B'Moed, the following people are allowed to shave on Chol Moed, even though normally one is not allowed to. And those are generally people who did not have a chance to shave before Yantif because of certain things that might have happened to them. And they are as follows, Haba Mimedinas Hayam, somebody who had come back from far away, and he just arrived right before Yantif, or he arrives on Chol Moed, he is allowed to shave on Chol Moed, since he didn't have a chance to beforehand. Umi Beis HaShivya, somebody who is had been held captive by non-Jews, and he is suddenly freed, either right before Yantif or on Chol Moed, is allowed to shave. Vayotz Mi Beis HaAsurin, somebody who is let out of jail, even from a Jewish jail, since he was bitzar, he was very sad, and did not shave in jail, he's allowed to shave when he gets out on Chol Moed, or if he had gotten out right before Yantif. V'haminuda, Shehitiru lo chachamim, somebody who was ostracized by the chachamim, and he was not allowed to shave. If he is permitted on Chol Moed, he is allowed to come back to the community on Chol Moed, so then he is allowed to shave on Chol Moed. V'chen mi shenisha l'chacham v'hutar, somebody who had taken a neder, he had taken a vow to not shave, and he asked permission to have that vow revoked by a chacham. So such a person, if that is done on Chol Moed, if it's revoked on Chol Moed, he's suddenly permitted to shave again, so he's allowed to shave on Chol Moed. V'hanazir, a nazir whose days of Nazirus end on Chol Moed, and when his Nazirus is over, he has to shave. It's part of his requirement of ending his Nazirus period. So that person is allowed to shave on Chol Moed if his days end on Chol Moed. V'hamitzora ha'ola mitumas l'tahara. So similarly, a mitzora, somebody who is a leper, and his 7 clean days end on Chol Moed. So the pasuk says, "V'hayah b'yom ha'shvi galeach es kol sa'aro." On the 7th day, he is required to shave. So a mitzora would be permitted to shave as well on Chol Moed. Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis is similar to Mishnah Aleph, but it's not referring to shaving. It's referring to laundering, and Chachamim prohibited laundering on Chol Moed for a similar reason. They wanted to make sure that everybody already cleaned their clothes for Kavod Yantif, for Yantif itself. They wanted them to be coming into Yantif with nice, clean clothes, and therefore they prohibited laundering on Chol Moed to make sure that that would happen beforehand. However, ve'elu mechapsim b'moed, the following people are allowed to launder their clothing on Chol Moed. And most of them are people who did not, again, have a chance to do it beforehand. Haba Medina Sayam, somebody who just returned from a long trip right before Yantif on Chol Moed. Umi Beis HaShivya, somebody who was just released from captivity. Vayotim Beis HaAsurim, somebody who just got out of jail. V'hamenuda she'itir lo chachamim, somebody who, again, was ostracized by Chachamim and then was allowed to come back to the community on Chol Moed. While he was in Nidui, while he was ostracized, he was not allowed to wash his clothing. Now he is allowed to. V'chein mi shenisha l'chacham v'hutar, somebody who had taken a neder not to do laundry, and he is allowed, that neder is revoked on Chol Moed, so now he is once again allowed to wash his clothing on Chol Moed. Mipichos hayadayim, umipichos hasaparim, umipichos hasfag. Now the Mishnah turns to things which, even though we wash them on Erev Yantif, but these things get dirty so regularly, they're used so often, so Chazal permitted those things to be washed as well, since they're used so often, and you can't help but get them dirty and need them to be washed again. And those are mitpachos hayadayim, hand towels, which are constantly used and constantly getting dirty, mitpachos hasaparim, the towels or the blankets that a barber would use to catch the hair that's falling or to clean up the hair. So for the people who need to shave on Chol Moed, those mitpachos, those towels are necessary, and therefore they get dirty, and there's nothing to do about it. So one is permitted to wash those as well. Umitpachos hasfag, towels which people use when they go to bathe. So those also, they get very dirty very quickly. One's allowed to wash them on Chol Moed. Hazavin v'hazavos v'anidos v'hayoldos, the following people who are constantly dirtying themselves with the emissions that come out of them, Azav, who is having abnormal emissions from his body, Azava and Anida, Azavos Vanidos, menstruous women, Bahayoldos, a woman who has just given birth. So because those people are all dirtying their clothing, so they are allowed to wash their clothing on Chol HaMoed. V'chol ha'olin mituma l'tahara. Similarly, somebody who has just gone from being a tummy individual to a tahar individual, and now all of his clothing are tummy, and he needs to clean them so that they will no longer be tummy. Hare'elu mitarim, that person as well, and all of these people are allowed to launder their clothing on Chol HaMoed. V'shar kol adam asurim. However, everybody else is prohibited, as we mentioned, from laundering their clothing on Chol HaMoed.